Hey, this is Beth Ann.
And this is Sarah of the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. You're listening to episode 2.
Today on the show, you'll hear from mom blogger Abby Lawson. She proves that it's possible to monetize your blog in less than a year.
Stay tuned until the very end when she shares a hysterical mommy moment.
And it's one we can all relate to. The other exciting thing about our interview with Abby is if you're listening on our podcast launch day, June 10th, 2014, this is also launch day for Abby's ebook about blogging. It's called Building a Framework, Everything I Learned My First Year of Blogging. And guys, I've read this whole ebook. It is so good. I have to say, I've read and listened to a lot of books with blogging advice. And if you're a mom who is just starting out in her blog, or even is just considering starting your own blog, you've got to get this book. It's going to just walk you through all the steps, give you all the advice you need to get started and to grow your blog. You can find her ebook at justagirlandherblog.com/book.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for listening in to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. We know there are a million things you could be doing right now, so thanks for sharing some of your time with us. Today on our show, we have Abby Lawson from justagirlandherblog.com. Abby began her blog in January of 2013, and in 15 short months, she's grown her tribe to 4,800 newsletter subscribers and over 200,000 page views on her blog per month. Welcome to the show, Abby. Why don't you start by telling us just a little about yourself?
Thank you guys so much for having me. I started Just a Girl on Her Blog shortly after I quit working part-time. I was staying at home with my two sons, Connor and Caleb. They're 5 and 2 currently. And I just needed a project. I needed something to do for me. So I started a blog. I didn't think anybody would ever read it. And now they do. So that was kind of cool. My husband, Nani, is really supportive too. And he helps me with a lot of the technical, businessy end of the blog. So we're kind of like a team. I would say my blog name is a lie because it's not really Just a Girl on Her Blog. He helps. Lots of people help. But yeah, it's fun.
So when do you actually get your work done? If you've got two boys, you're at home, what does your typical day work look like? And how many hours are you putting into this blog?
Well, pretty much, any free chunk of time I have in my life, I'm working on projects or writing or editing photos or something like that. So usually I can get about an hour in the morning before I have to, you know, get the boys ready and get out the door and all that. Then fortunately they both nap still, so I get a nice 2-hour chunk in the afternoon, which is helpful. I don't know what I'm going to do when they quit napping, but for now that works. And then after they go to bed, I usually work from 8 p.m. to like 11 or 12 every night on it. And also Donnie is really good about saying, hey, why don't you take the night off? And I'll go to Starbucks or Panera or something every once in a while and do that. So I just fit it in around the rest of the craziness, and it ends up working out.
That's great. And I think you touched on something that's so important, which is having a spouse that's supportive of what you're doing and, you know, helps or gives you some extra time to make that happen.
Very important.
Definitely. That's been a huge help.
So I know you've had lots of successes in this past 15 months with your blog, but if you want to share with our listeners what you think might have been the lowest point of growing this blog, and how did you push past it?
Sure. I feel like with blogging, it's kind of always a roller coaster. You'll get something will start to go viral on Pinterest, so you'll have these really high highs where you just sit at your computer and you want to watch your stats all day because you're getting so many page views. And then eventually that fades off, and then you go into your stats might dip for a little bit, or it's Christmas vacation and nobody's on their computer. So I feel like the whole time has been a periods of highs and then lows. And in the lows, you kind of start to question yourself, which I think is good because it helps evaluate like what you could be doing better, or what you're missing that your readers aren't coming back for, something like that. So you can challenge yourself to get better during that. But then the highs always come, and then eventually the lows. But I feel like after a high, the low never quite goes back down to what the previous low was. So it's neat to see how it kind of ebbs and flows and grows. And I just keep telling myself, you know, in the low times, I just keep working my butt off. And eventually it comes back up again. So that's kind of just been my strategy so far. Just keep working, and it always comes back up.
So not dwell on the low points. Just right. Keep chugging away at what you know is working mm-hmm. and what you're already
pushing
doing.
Out good content, and I feel like people will come if you're giving quality material.
That's great.
Yeah, great advice.
Is there something, an accomplishment in your business that you're most proud of, or something that was just so exciting?
I think mostly just what you talked about a little bit in the intro is just the growth in the first year. Like I mentioned, I thought when I started the blog that maybe Donnie would read it and that might be it. Maybe I would tell my mom and my sister eventually. But then to see it kind of like catch on and people like read this thing, like they come when I post something new and like read it on purpose, and that's just like shocking to me, and like a lot of people. And so I just never expect, I thought maybe like in my wildest dreams I hope that maybe by the time both of my kids were in kindergarten, which is like 3 or 4 years from now, that maybe I could make a little bit of side income for it. Mm-hmm. And more than that happened, you know, in the first year. So I think that I feel like was the biggest accomplishment, because I didn't expect, you know, any of that.
Very good accomplishment.
Definitely, yeah. You've done so well. Let's talk income for a second, because I know you said you've definitely accomplished more in that first year than you thought was possible. How does this blog business help support your family?
Well, the first thing I did, you know, a couple months into it, actually Donnie set it up, was just Google AdSense. I started with that, and I think it took me like a couple months to even get my first check, so you have to make $100, and I didn't, you know, for the first couple months, because I only had a couple page views or whatever. But as the traffic grew, that grew, we got a little bit better about ad placement and that kind of thing. And now I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure ads alone are more than replacing what I was making when I was working part-time, like at a bank.
Wow.
So
wow.
That within probably, I want to say like the 11-month mark, we hit that like break-even point where I was making the same with the blog as I had made working at a bank. So that was kind of cool. And then in addition to ads, I do, you know, affiliate links and affiliate ads. So that brings in a little bit more sponsored posts. I mostly do those through media groups like Blueprint Social and Pollinate, and partnering with different brands, you know, for posts and stuff like that. And then also I've been able to partner with some brands like independently. Like I've worked with our local IKEA. Right now I'm working on an office makeover with Staples, like that kind of thing. So that helps bring in items for our home as well as some income that way.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit more, you said, with the sponsored posts. So tell a listener how that works, how you go about getting someone to sponsor a post, or, you know, just that whole process.
Sure. I didn't know anything about talking to brands, or I thought that every sponsored post you saw, people would have to go like to the brand and say, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But really there are media groups out there that kind of act like a middleman. The ones that I work with, I mentioned before, most often are Pollinate and Blueprint Social. So you go and you apply to be part of their network. And once you're accepted into their network, they have opportunities that will email you. They'll say, Sharpie wants to do a campaign and they want you to promote their metallics line. Pitch us how you would sell their metallics line, how you would do it. Give us your stats and numbers. And so you can apply to that campaign. And if you're chosen, you get paid X number of dollars and you do this project and promote it so many times on your social media. And then you get paid whatever the agreed amount was for that post.
Okay. Wow. So that definitely simplifies the process a lot, it seems like.
And right. Because you can get a lot of campaigns coming to your inbox. You mm-hmm. don't have to go out and seek out every single brand.
I thought you were seeking out the different sponsorship opportunities, so that's definitely a good clarification.
Right.
I was also curious, you said ad placement, you juggled that around, which helped.
When we started out, I mean, I was really nervous about putting ads at all, so I think I had like one in the middle of my sidebar and that's it, and we left it there for a while. Google has a limit on how many you can place, but with doing a combination of text ads and, you know, the regular picture ads, I think we have up to 5 on a page, depending on what page of the blog you're on. So The ones that do the best are usually the ones that are what they call above the fold. So when you first come to my blog, the ones you can see, there's one at the very top of the screen, and then on my sidebar, at the very top of the sidebar, those do well. And then another one that does really well, which actually surprised me, there's an ad after my content and before the comments. That one does really well. So those are the three biggest ones. There are a couple other ones that bring in a little bit, but those are the three major players that we found we have made the most.
Okay. That's interesting that ad placement can make such a difference just where the ad is on the page.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised, particularly with the one below the content. I didn't even know that people got that far, but they do.
They read the whole post.
And they click on it. So, good to know.
Is there a particular online tool or app that has helped your business or helped you stay organized?
There are a bunch that I would say are really important. The one I think that, first of all, surprised me the most when I got into blogging, and second, has been just a lifesaver, is called Viral Tag. I use it to schedule my pins. I didn't ever believe that anybody scheduled their pins.
Right.
That sounds insane, but it's a huge help. So what I can do is, the day a post goes live, it goes live in the morning, I can go and I can schedule out pins to group boards that I belong to during, like, the prime pinning times. So I can schedule it out, like, a couple months in advance.
Oh, wow.
And that all happens the day the post goes live. So once I do that, everything is scheduled out and pinned. I don't have to worry about going back into Pinterest and making sure I have that post going, because I've already done it the first day, and then it takes care of itself. So it is a little bit, I think it's, I pay $12 monthly to be able to do that, but it's really a lifesaver. And it gets everything on Pinterest at the best time, on the best boards, when you want it to, and you don't have to think about it. Oh, I have to be on Pinterest right now, pinning my stuff, because it's a good time.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to be chained to your computer. You can, work when you want to, but still have the most impact.
Sure.
What time of day do you usually select to have those pins go out?
Well, the first 2 days that a post is up, I usually do it, like, once in the morning around 9, in the afternoon around 2, and then in the evening, like, between 10 and 12. So three times, usually the first 2 days. And then after that, I do it every, like, 4 to 6 days between, like, 10 and 12 at night. That's kind of, like, and that's Eastern time. That's kind of, like, the prime time. Everybody's on there pinning. And
so do you pin each post multiple times then to the same boards or to
different boards?
So
I belong to probably 20 to 30. I haven't counted them lately. Group boards. So I'll pin them to the various group boards throughout the about a 2 month period.
Okay.
And that's just because group boards typically will have a larger following than one of my boards singularly. So more people are seeing it. It's coming up on more feeds.
Okay.
That's great.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. And can you speak a little bit about how did you find those group boards that you wanted to be a part of?
Sure. Other bloggers are great resources. So if you go to other bloggers in your niche, maybe that are a little bit ahead of you, and look at kind of what boards they're involved in, and check those out. Usually in the description at the top of the board, there's a way that they want you to ask to join. So some of them will have you email them and make sure you're following this board, then email me and ask to become a contributor. Other ones will say, you know, leave a comment on one of the pins, and tag me and ask to be added to the board, and I can add you to the board that way. So usually there's instructions on how you can be added to the board. Okay. If there's not, you can just comment on, like, the first pin and tag the tag the administrator, and they usually see it and can get you added to the board.
Okay, great. Name that resource again, just so our listeners will have it.
I use Viral Tag is what it's Viral called. Tag. There's another one called Ahaology that some people use. That one's free, but I just started using Viral Tag at the beginning. I'm kind of in my grew with it, so that's the one I use and like a lot. So
you've definitely talked a bit just with your Viral Tag about how you've kind of grown your readership and your business, but is there something else that you'd say is the single biggest factor, or, you know, just the best thing that you did to grow your blog in such a short time?
I think it's kind of twofold. I know you asked for one. I'm going to break the rules. But the first I briefly mentioned before was content. I think above everything else, you have to have good content. You know, play to your strengths. Like, I was a terrible photographer, especially at the beginning. I struggle with it sometimes, but I do have a degree in English. So what I lack in photography, I try to make up with engaging writing and stuff like that. So I try to play to my strength and keep getting better at my weaker areas. But definitely focus on content first, because that, if you don't have good content, nobody's going to pin, nobody's going to keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And then the second part I think is like vitally essential is building relationships with other bloggers, particularly in your niche, whether that's through, you know, visiting blog hops and, you know, commenting on people's posts, or I'm involved in a lot of Facebook groups with other bloggers in my niche and talk to them that way. Because not only then are you learning kind of what everybody else is doing, what works for people, what doesn't, you also can get involved in collaborations, like with giveaways or, you know, home tours, or you all do the same project and post it on the same day and promote each other. Or they'll be in a Facebook group, you'll have a post that says everybody, you know, share one post that you really want promoted, and you share each other's posts. So it really is, the blogging community is so, everybody's tight. Everybody wants each other to succeed. Building those relationships with other bloggers is huge to helping your own blog grow, and I think getting better and challenging yourself as a blogger too.
That's a great point, yeah.
That's nice to know that the blogging industry isn't cutthroat.
Yeah.
It's a friendly, collaborative environment.
Because, I mean, everybody can bring something new to the table. Everybody has their own unique perspective. Like, there's not only so many slots to fill. Like, everybody can bring something new to the table. So
there's room for everyone.
It doesn't need to be competitive.
How do you define success through your business, but also in your personal life?
I think, like, if you just keep growing, I think in personal life and blogging too, it's so easy to fall into the trap of comparison. I mean, look at blogs. These people have, like, perfect homes, they have perfect families and perfect lives, and then, you know, like, the reality of, like, what's behind the camera and everything, and I'm like, I cannot measure up to these people. But really, that none of that matters. Like, if I'm growing, and both personally, if I'm growing as a person and learning more and getting better, and if my blog is growing and getting better, and I'm, you know, tweaking and, you know, learning more things, then that's success for me. And I can set goals and achieve them, you know, on my own timeline. I'm not on anybody else's timeline. I've got my own opportunities or whatever. So just keep getting better in both life and blogging, I think, is what makes you successful.
Yeah, that's such a great way to look at it. So do you have maybe a funny mom moment or something adorable that your kids are up to these days that you can share with our listeners?
Well, I was thinking about a time where I was working on my master bedroom, and occasionally, like, I'll get stuck on a piece of it. And then this time I was stuck on the lamps. Like, I needed these bedside lamps. I had this specific thing in mind, and I couldn't find them anywhere. So one day I got the boys and I decided we're going to go to however many stores it takes, and we're going to find these lamps.
So, I'm sure they love shopping trips like that.
Well, you know, if you get, like, you have to plan it out. Like, the first store, they get a sucker. And then, like, after the third store, you stop for lunch. You can be strategic or, like, play games throughout the store, like I Spy and stuff like that. So they're usually pretty good because they know I'm crazy and I just get this thing in my head and I had to find it. We're going, and, like, we've been to a bunch of stores because I can't find the exact thing that I made up in my mind that I need. And by, like, the fourth or fifth store, we walked in. We, like, barely get through the door, and Caleb, my little one, who's two, starts yelling, "Lamps! Lamps!" Like, we're going up and down the aisles, and he's just yelling, "Lamps!" Like, he knew we were looking for lamps, and he thought, like, if he yelled loud enough that they would come to him or something.
Find
him. But, like, he knew that, like, I wasn't going to stop taking him to these stores until he found the lamps. So I think after that story, we went home. We
didn't cry for help.
We didn't find them that day. Aww. But, like, he was done. So we went home after that. But I eventually found them, and they turned out cute. But
it did turn out cute.
Sometimes my kids sacrifice for blogs. They have to look for lamps.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite business book or business blog, best business advice, a great inspirational quote, something that you draw from?
Well, mine is, like, really boring. I read a lot of, like, business posts, like, here and there, but I'm not, like, a... I don't have one blog guru that I follow for everything. But, like, the thing that I have seen over and over when you read the big business blogs that tell you how to blog and everything is grow your list. Grow your email list. Mm. Get those email addresses, which I never really got, so I didn't really do that much my first year. And then coming into the new year, I decided that was going to be, like, a big focus for me is growing my list. So I started offering a free PDF tutorial when anybody signed up. It actually worked. Like, people wanted it. I was like, oh, that's great. They want to see this. Like, I didn't think anybody would care. But it, I think, like, in the I think I had it, my list, my newsletter signed up for 2 months before I started offering it. And I got, like, 250 people in 2 months. And so, and then in, like, the 2 months since then, I think you said it's, like, 4,800 or something now. So, wow. Like, since offering that incentive, I've gotten, like,
You went from 200 to 4,800 newsletter subscribers by offering your free ebook on the printables, which I saw. It was done.
It's great. Yeah.
So, and I mean, I had some help. Like, for example, shortly after I started offering it, Money Saving Mom shared my budget binder on her site. So that day, I think I got like 18,000, 17,000 hits in one day.
Wow.
And
I missed
so
that.
So I put at the very top.
Money Saving Mom. Yeah.
I think it was like 2 months ago. Anyway, so I put that, like, when I saw that that was happening, I put that at the very top of the post, like, sign up for my newsletter, get this thing for free. Because that, I was offering these free organizational printables, and my freebie was that they could learn how to make their own.
Okay.
So that day, I got, like, a ton. So that is a chunk of that.
Nevertheless,
4,800. I mean, but then still, it's been pretty consistent. And it helps, like, when I do the printables and I said, these are mine, but you can learn to make your own. Because, you know, everybody has different needs and needs to, like, customize it to their own life or whatever. Right. So they can make their own, whatever, sign up and get it. And, yeah, that has been huge. And so my list has grown big time just from that one little thing. And I use MailChimp. MailChimp sends it out for me automatically. Within an hour of them subscribing. So I don't have to, like, I set it up once and now I don't have to touch it. It just
runs. Oh, that's great.
Runs,
they send your ebook.
Okay. Runs for me, so.
Awesome.
Great advice. Well, Abby, I feel like we've learned so much just from talking with you today. So much we can apply to our blog and so much for our listeners to learn from if they're interested in starting their own blog or growing a blog. And I love, too, that just you've proven with how fast you've grown your readership that, you know, people who say you have to plug away for years and years before you're going to be successful or monetized or things like that, that, you know what, if you work really hard and you're determined, you can do it much sooner than that.
You're certainly working really hard at your blog, and it shows. And
definitely.
We Thank love you. That you're doing it while you're being a mom, which is
exactly
which is wonderful. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here with us today, Abby.
Thank you guys for having me. It was fun.
Head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/2 for the show notes and resources mentioned in this podcast episode. And don't forget to grab Abby's ebook on blogging at justagirlinherblog.com/book. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.